Hi, we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, talking today here with the superintendents from Pottawatomie County Schools, Tim Winter with USD 320 Wamego, and Kevin Logan, USD 323 Rock Creek Schools. And coming on into this next segment, I wanted to chat with Tim a bit here about some nice recognition coming for some district officials, including one we spoke to last week, and that was Carrie Holler, who is, I believe, a second-grade teacher out of Central Elementary, getting a nice honor from a country musician.
Yeah, Carrie does a fantastic job, and I believe it was one of her paraeducators or teacher aides that nominated her for this award, the Country Music Teacher Classroom Initiative Award, which is sponsored by Jake Gill, who's a country music artist, and I think has roots in Kansas, but Jake chose Carrie as the recipient of this, and that allows her or anyone to support her in her classroom by providing classroom needs, purchasing that material and having it sent directly to her. So, yeah, you guys interviewed her, and the really neat thing I know she and her students are looking forward to is that Jake Gill will visit their classroom and help them write a song, and I'm not sure how far that it'll go from there, but you know, they're really looking forward to that and spending time with Jake Gill, and we appreciate him supporting all educators with something like this. Then we also at the board meeting recognized Weston Moody, who is our high school football coach and physical education instructor at the high school. Weston just he's done a fantastic job, and through the shutdown of schools last spring, he and Brian McIntosh organized the weightlifting and health and performance program remotely, getting the entire community involved and developing teams and doing their workouts online and posting things on YouTube and having former athletes and people come in and do a workout. And they even beat me up one day in a workout, outside, of course. But he just done it went above and beyond in starting a morning workout class and doing things like this and reaching his students. And he was nominated by another fellow teacher for this Life Changer of the Year program. And he was an honorable mention recipient this year, which is pretty significant because I can't remember how many thousands of teachers are nominated. They have a very small group of finalists, I believe 10 or 12, and then a small group of honorable mentions as well. So he, out of thousands of teachers, he was one of a couple dozen people recognized. So congratulations, Weston. We really appreciate Weston and Carrie for all that they do for our students.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was a very inspiring story to get the chance to interview her last week. So we appreciate that. And Kevin, let's go to you now. And you had your board meeting recently as well. Anything of note there?
You know, it was a very short board meeting, Brandon. It was actually a day off for Rock Creek School. So I didn't have the principals come in and give an oral report in front of the board. They just submitted the written reports. So it was a short meeting in that regard. I shared a few things going on in the district as far as warranty and tail end pieces finishing up from our middle school bond issue and high school gym bond issue, and some pieces that are being reworked there as needed, and a late addition of a sink in the concession stand that was omitted for some reason in the design process. So a few things there. We touched a little bit on our September 20 count, and we were a little bit surprised, I guess. Knew the numbers were there, but on the actual count day, we were up 22 students, kindergarten through 12th grade. We are, I believe, one student shy of 1,200, 3K to 12. We had actually anticipated being somewhat flat this year. We knew that we had lost about 20 students to either remote or a virtual learning environment. And to be up 22 was really a surprise, because that put us back up to our average of the last 5 years of about 40 students a year growth. So really, a nice thing to come out of the September 20 count date. Other than that, just reminded them that we have parent teachers conferences coming up early next month. We're going to have a mix of in-person and Zoom parent-teacher conferences. I know there's a lot of debate out there right now about bringing adults into the building, but we do feel like that that face-to-face contact, as you've mentioned even here on the radio program, is very important. But we also know that there are those that are uncomfortable with face-to-face. So the individual buildings are going the route that is most appropriate to the needs of their for their conferences with our parents. So parents should be on the lookout for information from their child's school on what the format will be in the time frame.
Okay, good to know. What about you, Tim? Enrollment kind of the same over in Wamego?
We are slightly down. Last year, I believe we were in the 1590s, very close to 1600, and currently we're at 1,571. So you know, we had some students choose a virtual program outside of our district. We had a little bit of that, or we had some families choose to homeschool. You know, we did turn down a lot of out-of-district requests. We've been very careful with that because we're trying to meet the needs of our on-site students and simultaneously meet the needs of those remote students. So that was there were some difficult decisions. Normally, we have an application process for out of district, and it does go through an approval process. But in most cases, the high majority of those out of district requests are approved. But at some point this year, early in the school year, we for the most part stopped approving those requests, just because we've got to meet the needs of our kids on site and in our community first. So I anticipate we'll bounce back next year. And as Kevin said, you know, some of our students will probably be coming back. We have started the year with approximately 130 to 140 remote students, but I'm pretty sure that's closer to 120 now, just with students starting to filter back in just finding out that their needs are going to be better met in the classroom. They're starting to maybe feel a little more comfortable coming back, and when we hope that continues, but we will do our very best to meet our students' needs, whether they're in our buildings or learning remotely in their homes. We had our board meeting Monday night as well. We covered a variety of topics. We talked a little bit about the COVID challenges. But I know you said your next guest had something to do with MATC. Well, Dr. Gannett from MATC, the president, was on site with us Monday night and gave us a little update on their Wamego facility. They opened up a Wamego facility at the start of the year, and they're still doing a lot of construction, but they have some classrooms open, and that's going to be a great benefit for our students and other surrounding districts such as Rock Creek. But we currently have seven students that are leaving the high school during the day and going over and taking a math tech class that it didn't work into their schedule. We do offer a few concurrent classes in our building with MATC, but that site will now give us just more opportunities, and MATC was very accommodating to us. They built that class to fit our schedule, so it falls right in line with a regular scheduled class for those high school students that are going over there and taking that class.
All right, I know that's going to be a key component for both MATC and Wamego going forward, and we'll probably hear a little bit more about that coming up in our next segment. We're out of time, guys. Apologize, I can't get to more here. I know you had a couple more things, but we'll maybe get to that next time. Thank you for being here, and we'll talk again next month.
Brandon, real quickly, big shout out to both of our communities for helping us out so much through this COVID process, being understanding of the things that we've had to implement, and just really do appreciate the community and all the patrons' help with that.
All right, absolutely. Glad you could squeeze that in there. Kevin, thank you.
I'll echo that as well.
Thank you, Tim. We'll talk again next time. Stay tuned. More in Focus after this on K-Man.